This is Vision Destiny 2022. This is session 2021. I'm sharing some of the things that I've journaled this year, some of the encounters I've had, some of the governmental groups that I've engaged with, some of the themes around that. As I've begun to look back, seen themes around the realm of light, engaging the truth, time, union, cosmic dimensions, many different themes. 14th of June, sign it was for freedom that you have been set free. So do not be yoked to those who are not on the same journey and do not know how to love. Do not become captive to a yoke of slavery. To be unequally yoked to those who do not understand unconditional love will restrict you and hold you back. So let go, as you're not bound. And sometimes when we're in relationships where people don't want to walk with you in oneness, in union, you just have to let them make their choices, even though you don't want them to separate from you or to break relationship from you. Sometimes you just have to let it go. Do not bind yourself to those who do not love, as it will only bring frustration and disappointment, and that is not your destiny. You've been faithful to those who've betrayed your trust, and you've lived in a loving way even when your love has not been reciprocated. Living loved will bring you an abundance of joy and peace that is only to be found in us, as we will never betray you or let you down, as we are love. And sometimes in life we face situations with people because we're all imperfect, we're all on a journey that don't work out as you would like them to, and that is when we need to find that the fullness of everything that we need is found in God, is found in that relationship, is found in the abundance of love, joy and peace that can be found in God alone. And then when you then deal with the situations around you, you do it from a place of security, knowing you're loved. So even when people let you down and betray you, you know God never does. We release you to be free from those who do not love. So do not allow anyone to put guilt, shame or condemnation on you, as we know you've gone the extra mile to be faithful and loyal. Son, continue to seek first our kingdom in our righteousness, and we will bless you abundantly with limitless grace and triumphant mercy. Those that see love as something that they strive to receive rather than seek to give first will never be free to truly find love, as they're selfishly following the DIY tree path. To be like us is to love unconditionally first, without conditions that require reciprocation. That is real love, and we know that mankind is incapable of love until their relationship with us is restored. We can't love truly as God loves unless we've been loved by God. We love because he first loved us. We are called to love one another as he has loved us. So we must receive that love to be able to give it to other people, and not try and receive it from other people to complete us or make us feel accepted. We need to know we're accepted unconditionally by God. That then enables us to give that same love to others. When anyone knows unconditional love from us, they will be empowered to love, but they have to choose to do so. It is not about feelings and emotions. Love is not feelings and emotions, it's choice. Real love. Now, of course, there is emotional love in the sense of erotic love. There is brotherly love. There are different types of what we call love, because love is a word that carries so many different meanings in so many different languages. But when it comes to who God is, there is only one sense of love. It is unconditional. It's easy to love those who appear to love you, but the choice to love has to be made when someone lets you down or causes you pain. We love even those who see ourselves as our enemies or do not even believe in us, as they are all our children, but we do not force anyone to love us, and you can't make someone love you. It just becomes control and manipulation. If love is not freely given without seeking reward, it is not love. So we wait for an opportunity to love our children when they need it most or deserve it the least, to reveal our love, unconditionally loving nature to them. And I think this is really important. God wants to demonstrate love, to reveal who he is, so we can receive it and be transformed by it. Son, love wins, but do not spend your life trying to love those who do not want to be in relationship with you. Just choose to forgive them, bless them, and seek us first. Now, I'm not saying that I don't want relationship with everybody. Of course I do. But if those people don't want a relationship, then you're wasting your time and effort trying to demonstrate love to them when they don't want to receive it. And love really is relational. And if people don't want to be in relationship, it's difficult to express love. That's why I think we have to choose to forgive, release them. Release them to God, release them to their path, and don't try and manipulate and control them to walk the path with you if they don't want to. We're able to be transcendent and immanent and patient because we are love, but we release you to let go of those who reject you and move on with a clear conscience and a pure heart. Now, obviously, I'm going through some situations where that is being tested and I have to work it out in practice, and it's really difficult. And sometimes you feel sad, you feel emotionally in pain or hurt or rejected or let down, but you've got to rise above that and in the love of God, release love, forgiveness, and blessing. Love, honor, and respect everyone, but do not be unequally yoked and therefore restricted and limited. For those who are not willing to love you unconditionally, it is not necessary to go beyond the extra mile that you've already gone. Never stop being open for reconciliation and restoration, but do not be tied to those who do not want relationship, as that will tie you to the past. Do not become hard-hearted or cynical. Always have a soft heart, but do not be tethered to false expectations. And sometimes we just hope. We want things so desperately to work out. We hope for reconciliation and restoration of relationships. We don't want relationships to remain broken. But those can affect us because they can be false expectations. So even though it might be our desire, even though it might be God's desire, people have the right to choose. And if they choose not to, you have to accept that choice. Do not be controlled by others by setting desires and goals that are dependent on others for their fulfillment, as that will tether you to potential disappointment. We cannot make anyone love that has to come by choice, that only they can make, but we never stop loving as that is who we are. So God doesn't make us choose to love him. He is demonstrating love, drawing us to love, wooing us to love, so that we choose to love, but it's a choice. Son, we know that you do not want to give up hope, and you're free to hope. Just do not let hope rob you of joy and peace in the present. And sometimes we can spend so much time focusing on a hope for something to change in the future that we actually are not in rest in the present, and therefore we're not enjoying the present because we're, in a sense, worrying about the future, trying to be hopeful, trying to have maybe wishful thinking. And I'm not saying we shouldn't be positive or maintain a positive attitude, but sometimes you just have to accept that people want to move on. You are free from any obligation, as you're no longer under the law, to keep covenant vows when someone walks away from the covenant. Son, live loved, love living, and live loving in the fullness of our loving kindness, and receive our healing, as we will carry your grief and sorrow. And sometimes we just have to engage the throne of grace and allow the Father to love us and to carry the things that make us sad. 15th of June 2021. Son, multidimensional living is intended to be the norm for all our children, but lost identity is causing so many to live inferior, less than kinds of lives. An awakening to love will also be an awakening to the truth of sonship, identity, and restored position within the rest of I am, free from the striving of a life enslaved to the DIY tree. The frequency of love is beginning to engage our children who have become spiritually aware, but those caught in the traps of religion need greater exposure to love to free them from their bondage to works. Sometimes it's easier for those whose spirituality is not connected to any particular religion to actually experience love because they're free from the bondage to works mentality. The protection of the earth shield is giving is allows for a longer and greater exposure to love, as interference is diminished by the light of love and truth present within our sons and light beings who make up the shield. The rising of the sons of God to their rightful position within the government of our kingdom is facilitating the awakening as love becomes their experience and testimony. As I pondered, bathed in the light of love and truth, myself, face to face, heart to heart, I began to brood over those thoughts and intentions of the Father's heart in the cradle of life, just being immersed in the desires and intentions of the Father. The greater love awakening consumed my whole being as I vibrated with the energy of that desire and that envisioned that reality until it was birthed in me. And it was like what God reveals as his heart so carries energy and frequency that if we come into agreement and alignment with it, it begins to change us into not just agreement with that reality, but to accept that is reality. And then that's birthed in us. We're pregnant with desire, and that is a bringing to birth a reality. I became transformed into the voice and oracle of the love awakening, my whole being releasing the sound and light frequencies of love. And the love awakening is so key, and when you carry it, you just want to see people awaken to love. I felt in union with creation at a deeper level of oneness that was answering the call for restoration with love's light that was energized with intention. And this is a whole creative process that the Father wants to bring us into to help us come into the place where we are able to bring about a change in reality. I was passionate and burned with such desire that I felt like I was going to explode or combust with love, joy, and peace. Yet I was still at rest, and everything was as it should be within the light. In that realm of perfection, the light brings about that place of rest. I was acutely aware of being multidimensional at that moment, as if all of the heavenly realms and the eternal now was awash with the tangible hope for the restoration of all things. Son, this is the level of desire all our sons are journeying towards, so that the enlightenment of all our children will fully manifest and creation will rejoice. Continue to issue the call to sonship and be persistent as your own frequency increases in intensity and the quantum lumens begin to form that reality. Son, this process requires even greater levels of union and oneness of heart, mind, and purpose between our sons than there has been since the beginning. And God is bringing us back to that place of oneness and union. Legislate for this union into one mind to overcome all the obstacles and barriers that exist because of the religious and political spirit, infiltration and programming, and indoctrination within Christianity as a religion. We must be free from religion, even Christianity as a religion. Religion makes it more important to be right than to be one, and that situation can only be overcome with demonstrations of humility and unconditional love. And that is when we put it into practice, when people are disagreeing with you and want to prove themselves right. Are we going to fight to be right, or are we going to be willing to maintain oneness? Overwhelming love can change any situation when there is agreement and union, but division and separation leads to competition and conflict over who is right, which develops into tribalism and denominationalism, particularly in Christianity. Son, be careful not to be divided over theology and fruitless arguments around doctrine. It is not a competition to see who is right. It is better not to compete than to divide and be in conflict. As love does not compete, it gives freely and unconditionally. Do not be drawn into fruitless debates over doctrines and ideologies. Just love with honor and respect those who seek to be divisive. Love is a choice that desires the best for others, even if it means loss for yourself. So keep a soft heart by choosing to forgive and release everyone for anything and everything. Love enables living in a higher dimension of reality. Do not be dragged down to the lesser dimension of illusion. Son, the more consciously aware you become of abiding in the realm of light, the greater you will be able to shine with love's light and truth. You become like that which you behold, Keep focused on our face, our heart, our mind, and you will reflect love's light without distraction or distortion. 26th of June. Sun, the restoration of all things agenda, is the full expression of our heart for relationship with creation, and your passion is a reflection of our passion and fiery desire that all that we have created is restored. And then the Father asked me a question. Does mankind have the same passion for all they have created? And I sort of thought, well, what have we created? Well, we've obviously made a lot of things, we've constructed a lot of things, but have we made anything? Have we created anything in that way? And then while I was pondering, the Father said, the answer to that question will determine what happens in the end to what you know as demons, as they are the result of humanity's independence. So in a sense, mankind's choice to align themselves with fallen angels, to genetically create hybrid beings, was a result of our choosing independence. So now I suddenly started to connect what the first question was to the statement that was made before I could even answer. And I've been asking this question for a long time, and a lot of people have been asking me this question. You know, what about the demons? Well, I believe the demons are the dispossessed souls of those who were not human and didn't have a human spirit before the flood. And as a result of the flood, they lost their bodies, and therefore they were dispossessed souls that wander the earth that Jesus referred to when he was here. And he engaged them while he was here, because they looked to possess and work through their personalities, which are wicked, through people. And up to this moment, I had held the condition, well, as Jesus did not create those things, they did not have a human spirit, then they couldn't be restored. But now the Father calls me to think and ponder about how we're going to treat those things. Are we going to do it in the same way that he does us? As our children are awakened to the truth of who we are, then humanity will be restored to mankind that was made in our image as we intended. As humanity begins to rediscover its identity, the global consciousness of the mind of Christ will begin to choose love over hate, forgiveness over revenge and retribution, grace over law, mercy over judgment, union over division, covenant over competition, peace over conflict, family over tribalism. And then mankind will choose life over death, and conservation and preservation over destruction and annihilation. So right now, if you were to take a poll, even of the sons of God, who are engaging heaven and are engaging God, over what they would do with demons, I think destruction and annihilation might well be on the agenda. But as we come into a whole different sense of the heart of God and how to operate in love, perhaps that might change. Love would overcome, and mankind will truly reflect the fullness of our image, essence, nature, and character. And then all created sentient beings can be restored. Can be, was what he said. We gave mankind the free will to choose, and they chose independence. But when all the darkness is flooded with light and restored, then mankind will have to choose again. And maybe we'll get a choice to what we will do to the things that we have created. And hopefully, if we're motivated by love, we will choose the same choice that the Father would choose. When mankind has ascended to relational maturity, the choices made will not be independently made, but will be made in union and oneness with us, face to face, heart to heart, mind to mind. So the union that we will have, and mankind will have, will surpass the union that Adam and Eve had in the beginning, because there will be maturity and a oneness that is beyond. Love is predestined to win and overcome all things, and our desire is that all that we have created will fully represent who we are within I Am That I Am, and therefore will make the same choices and decisions as he does, as they do. When mankind has ascended to creative fatherhood, all will fully understand what it is to be a responsible parent who loves unconditionally. The restoration of all things is only the end of the beginning of the journey. The story will continue to go beyond and beyond. 28th of June. Sun, the glory of sonship is being revealed to creation, but it is humanity that is slow to see it, as the deception of independence is still a darkness that is covering our children. The frequency of sonship within the earth shield is not only protecting the earth from external influences, but is penetrating the darkness on the earth and in the cosmos. Sun, continue to release the frequencies that are calling our sons to their destinies by unveiling their identities. The light of love and truth that is being absorbed by our sons is beginning to illuminate creation with the hope of freedom. The hope of freedom is stirring the memory of our original intention, and the oracles of our heart are awakening global consciousness to the reality of our true identity. The darkness of deception of the religious and political spirit agenda to twist and pervert who we are is being exposed so our children can know us as unconditional love. The deception of religious dead works and humanistic political solutions to the problems creation is facing is being exposed as futility. The futility of independence from us is beginning to dawn on those deceived into following the DIY tree path, and our children are awakening and starting to throw off the shackles of religion and politics. And I believe you will begin to see a lot more people who become awakened spiritually begin to realize that no religious system or political system is going to be the answer, and they will start seeking first the kingdom of God. A new yet in reality eternal spirituality based in pure love is beginning to awaken our children to return to us in the light of truth. Rest is the hallmark of true spirituality, and futile dead works is the stain of religion, and many of our children are beginning to seek the truth and freedom. Rest from a performance-orientated lifestyle is the desire that is being awakened within our children on a global scale. Many who are awakened will begin to seek alternatives to what has been the norm, and I believe that will be a sign. People will start moving away from traditional religious things, from political solutions, and they will look for the alternative in a love-based dynamic. This is a sign of awakening. The light of love and truth is penetrating the darkness of deception and birthing a new spiritual awakening, but not through traditional Christian revivals. Son, you know Jesus is the only door for our children to enter in, but we're not as precious about the name Jesus as evangelicals are. Jesus has many names that are descriptive of our character and nature. It is not the name of Jesus or Yeshua that is the door, but the true eternal identity of love, truth, and light that will bring a realization of what salvation really is. Many will discover love and truth in the light of Jesus without yet knowing the name of Jesus or coming through Christianity, but they will still be enlightened and know the truth. Religion of whatever type or description will never be the door to enlightenment, as all religions are based in the works of independence to gain entrance. Son, the door to us has always been open, but our children have been deceived into believing they have to create their own door through some form of ritual or sacrifice. The simplicity of entering through love's light into restored face-to-face innocence is being revealed, and many are awakening to that reality. The true hallmark of restored relationship with us is the knowledge of unconditional love, limitless grace, and triumphant mercy that expands consciousness, conscious awareness of our true essence and nature and character. And we're beginning, as we come into a deeper relationship with the Father, with Jesus, with the Spirit, the revelation of the very essence, the precepts of God, the very deep foundational things of who God is and who they are in relationship of union and oneness in love. And it's beginning to change people's perception. Son, rest in the eye of the storm, and we will show you levels of unconditional love, limitless grace, and triumphant mercy beyond anything you could imagine or think. That's why we have to let God be God when things are difficult. We have the capacity for unconditional love that will destroy the bondage of the limitations of all religion within expressions of limitless grace and triumphant mercy. Humanity's need for justice will be superseded by true justice, which was established before the foundation of the world, when the triumphant mercy seat was embedded in the foundation stone of creation. This is why the covering is called the mercy seat, and the eternal blood is there as a reminder to creation of the hope of freedom that awaits it. When the true sons of God, who are awakened and shining brightly, reveal love, creation will respond and enter into the freedom of the glory of sonship. Son, as you rest in your true identity, you are releasing the frequency of hope by just being. So stop trying to do and just be. 29th of June. Son, come boldly to the throne of grace and cast all your cares on us and rest by trusting us to meet all your needs. And sometimes it's so hard to just abandon everything and just trust, particularly when things are difficult and we're trying to figure out how and why and what's going on. That's the time to rest. That's to climb and say, I don't need to understand. I'm just going to trust you. I cast all these situations onto you. And that is when we begin to find that God, as Father, begins to work in a deeper way in our lives. Do not try to meet your own needs, even though you may be very capable to do so in some areas, as this will take you down the path of the DIY tree. That path is deceptive and always results in independence and eventually self-reliance, so let everything that you're carrying go. So many of our children, including many sons, are weary and burdened, living in stress and exhaustion, because they do not know how to rest by fully trusting in our faithfulness. Seeking first our kingdom by prioritizing intimacy and relationship will enable all our sons to come to the place of rest, where they know that they are loved unconditionally. Creation is waiting to be restored back to the place of rest and union with the sons of God, free from its bondage to decay and corruption. Son, come closer, draw nearer into union and oneness, as there are so many more levels of oneness beyond your wildest imagination. So I drew closer until I was absorbed into love's embrace and immediately stopped being able to think. As my mind was emptied or disconnected, I'm not sure what went on, but all of a sudden my mind was a blank, but I knew I was in love's embrace. I was floating on a sea of pure bliss, drifting without the need to know where I was or where I was going. Nothing mattered but being. I felt like I was in an isolation tank, but filled with light, not darkness, where I could feel but not think. So I just was. Being within I am that I am was the only way I could describe that state of being, floating on an ocean of love, completely disconnected from the cares of life. There was no thoughts, no worries, complete Hakuna Matata, as Pumbaa would say from The Lion King, but all was as it was meant to be, living loved, with nothing else to distract me from bliss. I was floating in blissful love with no concept of time, so it could have been a minute or eternity. When that state of emotional being infiltrated my mind, all my thoughts were transformed by love until my mind and emotions were completely in sync and at rest. And because of the things I was been going through, and my mind was trying to think and work it out and figure it out at times, and but coming to the throne of grace, I had to let go. And this was God's way of disconnecting my thinking and reconnecting my emotions, and then letting my emotions connect my thinking and be synced in rest. Son, this is the state of oneness and union that all our children were designed to live in, and this is what can be restored, so all of creation will be one and at rest. This is the glory of sonship that creation is longing for, and now that you have a greater understanding of this state, you never have to leave, as your consciousness has been expanded once again. And whenever you engage in something, if you embrace it, if you absorb it, if you become one with it, then it becomes a state of being. Not something to revisit, but something to be. So I took several deep breaths of that atmosphere, and I could feel the joy of union and oneness, and could do nothing but rejoice and be glad and not sad. Son, anytime sadness tries to overwhelm you, just breathe deeply and rest in living loved, and you will be able to love living and live loving. And all of us go through things in life which are challenging, things which don't make sense, things that seem unfair, not just. Those things happen because we live in an imperfect world and we live with imperfect people. And when it comes to finding the answer to the situations we face, God is the answer. We don't have to always understand, figure it out, know what's going on, but we can know his faithfulness. We can know his dependability. We can know that he will never give up, that his love will never fail. We can rest and trust in his loving kindness. And in that place of rest, on the throne of grace, on the Father's lap, embraced in pure love, we can find a place to love living and live loving. And we can be an expression of loving kindness to those who maybe are treating us in the way we wouldn't want. And maybe the situations around us, which we just cannot fathom, will come to a place of rest and peace in. And accept that the Father is bringing good out of every situation, because he's a loving, good Father who cares for us, who loves us, who wants to embrace us and take us deeper into the experience of what love really is, and go deeper into joy and peace, and really enter into that state of bliss, afloat on an ocean of loving bliss, floating without paddling, without thinking about where you're going, just being. So I just want to encourage you to we'll go into a short activation. I just want to encourage you to come to a place of rest. If there's anything that you're going through right now, anything that doesn't make sense, anything that you're finding difficult, people that are difficult, things that aren't seeming to work out, just allow the Spirit to bring those things to your mind, to bring those things to your attention, and then choose to let them go. Just see them handed over to the Father. Just hand them over, symbolically, of letting them go. And just start to slow down, rest, just breathe more slowly and more deeply, focus your breathing, relax, spirit, soul, body, relax in that place of being. Just relax. Relax and enjoy. Enjoy being. Breathe in deeply the unconditional love of God. Breathe it in deeper and deeper. Be still. And allow the Father to carry your burdens, griefs or sorrows. Let his healing love fill you. Be still. Feel the love of God, the unconditional love of God, which surrounds you. Any specific situations you're facing, if there are people involved, choose to forgive and release. Choose to forgive and release, holding nothing against anybody. Choose to bless. Because as God is, so can you be. Just hear the words of the Father. I am love. I am joy. I am peace. I am truth. I am limitless grace. I am triumphant mercy. I am unconditional love. And just be cocooned in that place of unconditional love, resting in that atmosphere, trusting in the Father, in that safe place. Open up your heart, open up your mind, open up your whole being to go deeper and deeper into that place of pure bliss. Float on an ocean of love. Let go of all your thoughts and feel the intensity of the Father's heart and desire for you, floating in that realm of light and truth, being, Just be open to wherever the Father wants to take you, whatever he wants to show you. But stay in that place of rest.